Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
8:45 on Wisconsin's Morning News. Brewers open the season in just a matter of hours. First pitch, 2:05 this afternoon from New York City. Brewers take on the Yankees. Brewers 360 brought to you by Outdoor Living Unlimited. On Thursdays, we talk with Brewers Senior Vice President and General Manager.
He gets on base a lot, Rocco. Do I care if it's a walk or a hit? Pete?
You do not.
I do not.
Our Moneyball man.
I'm not Matt.
What up, Matt?
Hi, I'm Matt.
Matt Arnold live with us from the Big Apple this morning. Happy season, Matt.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Good morning.
So excited to talk to you. Set the stage. Where are you? On the bus yet, or what's happening there in New York?
I'm in an equipment room in Yankee Stadium, so we're trying to find just any quiet spot in the ballpark. We just got off the bus, and I'm staring at a bunch of equipment bags in here. So it's hard to find a quiet spot around this place. But there's a ton of good energy, and it's everybody's doing great.
You tell the stadium staff when you roll up, I have this really important call I need to make to Greg Pancake Hill in Wisconsin.
That's right. No, I cleared poor Jason Schauger out of his equipment office here. So no, he's
well.
He's
awesome.
Trying to get everybody ready for today. But no, it's great to connect with you guys.
Appreciate the effort for you to be with us this morning, Matt. American Family Field, of course, our home opener coming up on Monday, which is always very special for the team and for everyone in the organization. However, if you got to start the season on the road in New York City against the winners of the American League pennant, that's not too bad.
No, not at all. I mean, yeah, the energy here is going to be awesome. I mean, we were just talking about it on the way over here. I sat next to Bill Schroeder on the way over, and Rock was just talking about just his memories coming to the stadium as a young kid, and just seeing, he told me he got to see Mickey Mantle play, you know, here, and just as a young kid, and just all the legendary players that have come through this ballpark, and obviously it's a new one now from what it was many years ago, but just the history of the Yankees and who they are. But hey, we're undaunted. That's our mantra here, and we're excited to fight these guys today.
So Matt, take us through the day a little bit as we get closer to first pitch. Are you like in the locker room on opening day, like high-fiving guys? Are you the one who's giving the rah-rah speech, or do you stand back? And I know Murph's really good at doing those things, and just let him do what he does best. Well, second best, I think, other than manage baseball team.
I just try to stay out of the way. Honestly, it's just be around. I'll meet with the coaches, and I was just in Murph's office for a little bit, just talking a little bit about our game plan, because every day we spend a lot of time getting ready for every game. But no, my job is just to do what I can to help support the guys, and try not to eat too much really before the game. To be honest, that's about it. It is hard because there's all kinds of good food around here, but. Just hanging with the staff and just making sure they have everything they need.
Talking with Brewers General Manager Matt Arnold with us live on this opening day. You know, we had a chance to talk to Murph earlier in the week, Matt, and my takeaway was he, and this was just my impression, but kind of confirmed by Jeff Levering when I talked to him as well. Murph just seemed a little bit lighter, a little bit more joyful. Now, maybe he was just having a good day, but he even ended the conversation with, really great to talk to you guys. I was like, okay, great, cool, Murph. But how about to that point, that maybe that one season under his belt, as long as he had been around baseball, you know, running the team, managing the team is a different deal. To now be in his second season, is there a weight kind of lifted from him?
Yeah, I think, look, Murph cares so much about winning and about all the people here, and so he's great about that stuff, and I think that speaks to a large part of why he won the Manager of the Year award, you know, and I think a lot of people in the industry recognize that, and that's really cool. And I think, like you said, anytime you've had a season under your belt, just kind of going into the second year, you probably have a little bit more comfort. But yeah, he is who he is. He's not going to change, and we love that about him.
So as we come into the season, one other thing we talked with Murph about, the injury bug again hitting the bullpen, hitting even the starting lineup. I think Murph said there were seven guys that he normally would have brought who aren't making the trip because they're hurt in the pitching staff. But this is a thing happened throughout baseball.
It is, yeah. I think that's something that we're constantly monitoring, and it's also, I think, speaks to the amount of work that we need to do really in the off season to make sure that we build up the depth that we need, because you know, we've talked about this before, but I think it took us, you know, somewhere, I think we had 17 different guys make a start last year and, yeah. and 12 different guys get a save, you know? So it's really, for us, it's just making sure we build up as much depth as we can and challenge our young players as well to make sure that they're ready to go to help us here in Milwaukee.
Matt, I want to ask you about the identity of the team. I know it develops over a season, and I feel like towards the end of last season, actually, you know what, right off the bat, the Brewers kind of, you guys had an identity of what the team was. It was scrappy. It was fighters. Is that something that you and Murph work through when you're talking about not only game plans, but, you know, how do you craft who we want to be, and do you try and keep the same every season? I think of, like, the Pittsburgh Steelers. Whether they're good or not, you kind of know who they are. Is that something that you work on with the team and with your front office?
Yeah, it's probably a combination of your personnel and then obviously the staff around you, you know, and I think it kind of has to evolve, you know, depending on who you have in the mix every year with who's on the field. You certainly can't force that type of culture, but you know, when it aligns with the players that you have and how they play the game, and then you have a leader like Pat Murphy of how he wants to play the game, I think that aligns really, really well. And so, yeah, I think it's something sort of our brand of baseball. You know, we're going to play you tough and play hard night in and night out, and he's going to make sure that he knows that the other teams recognizes that we're here and we're going to fight you all nine innings.
So it's opening day. How soon do I start asking you about trades and stuff, Matt? Like when, you go ahead, set a date when I can start asking you, hey, how about this guy?
My phone's always on, so no, we're constantly going through it, so it never shuts off. So that's, you know, in a good way, I think we're always looking to try to do what we can to help the team if possible.
Brewers senior vice president and general manager, executive of the year, Matt Arnold, live with us this morning. Can't wait to talk with you every Thursday, Matt, and I will see you at the yard here in Milwaukee on Monday.
Sounds great. You guys looking forward to it. Thank you so much.
Take care, my friend.
I haven't had my muffin yet, Matt.